Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in honor of the old daf Magide shiur.
Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hey Amid Beis, continuing here in the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin. Says the Mishnah, Barishona. So we are talking about different permutations and examples of Tzivui Habal. So yesterday the Mishnah discussed various Lashonos used, various words. Are these words of clarity of Gerushin or not? And which words are not clear? And now we have Barishona. What if, not a question of whether they're clear or not, but whether you don't even use certain words, but there is a reasonable chance or reasonable probability that this is what you mean. So for example, says the Mishnah, Barishona hayu omrim, hayotze bakolar, if somebody is going out to be killed, bakolar is going out in chains, Rashi says lehareg, the Yerushalmi says, even if it's for a monetary problem, but it is a nation that is going to kill for that, so if somebody's going out to be killed, v'amar, and he says, kisug el ishti, right to get to my wife, he doesn't want his wife to be an almana, because of yibum, or he doesn't know whether she's going to know about it, wants to know that she's taken care of. So in that case, Viamar, and he said, Kisvu get l'ishti. He says, write a get for my wife. But he did not say write and give the get. He just said, write the get for my wife. So then, Hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. So even though he didn't say the words tnu, we assume that's what he meant, and therefore it can be written and it can be given. Chazru lomar, and later they said, not only that, but even another, a bigger chiddush, meaning less clear, but also included. Af hamafarish vayotzi b'shayara, even someone who's going out on a trip, on travels, right? In the days of old, traveling was much more dangerous. You don't know what it's going to be and how long you're going to be out. So, if somebody's going out bishayara, and also, again, says only kisvu, but doesn't say tenu, that's also okay, and we allow the get to be written and given. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, af hamesukan. Not only if there's clearly a danger, but mesukan. What's mesukan? That does not mean goses. Goses is at. Rashi here says chola. Somebody who's sick, stam, somebody who's sick, it's got to be somebody who's seriously ill, who thinks that maybe they're not going to make it out. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, when he quotes this idea of misukan, he says, Avol ha-misukan, v'hu adam shekafatz alav ha-choli bimheira, v'hechbid chal yomiyad. It's a sudden, serious illness. As he quotes that Yerushalmi. But the Rambam says it's some kind of illness that is surprising, that is sudden, that he doesn't know what it's going to be. So in all these cases, we allow the get to be given, even though the word tenu wasn't said. Because we assume this person is tarud, and we would allow. It's not specifically, as we discussed back in the first parak, the takana of shchiv meira, which we also have more flexible halachos, as we will see Bez Hashem in a couple of minutes. But specifically by get, we assume this is enough of Tzivui Habal. Says the Gemara, story, Gneva Yotze Bekolar Havi. Gneva was going out Bekolar, going out in chains, going out to be killed. We've had Gneva twice already in the Masechta. First we had him way back in Daan Dav Zayin. Remember Dav Zayin? Dav Zayin was the sugya of Sirtut. It started with Rebbe Eviatar and Elio and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Elio Anavi. So they are on Dav Zayin and Aleph. One of the Amoram was complaining that Gneva was causing problems for them. Mar Ukva sent to Rebbe Lazar, B'nei Adam ha'omdim alai, ubi adi l'moshon l'malchus. Somebody who's getting me very upset and being mecharef umagadef me, Rashi explained there, and I could give him over to the Malchus. What should I do? So he wrote him. He says, don't worry. Hashem's going to take care of him. Hashem's going to take care of him. And then ultimately, the Gemara ends up by saying, Hadavar yatsa mipi Rebbe Lazar v'nasnuhu l'gneva b'kolar. They put the Gneva in the Kolar. That was Dav Zayin. So now we're having the continuation of that story right here, that Gneva was taken out in the Kolar to be taken care of. So Kiavi Kanafik, as he was going out, Amar, he says, Havu arba me'azuze, l'rabi avina mechamra dinar panya, give 400 zuz in wine from Turab Avina, from my wine in Arpanya. Again, 400. 400 is often the number used. It might not be literally 400, like 400 barrels are mentioned in the beginning of Brachas, for Rebbe Preda 400 times, right? 400 is a commonly large number used in the Gemara. But either way, he says a lot of wine, give it to Rebbe Avina. Rebbe Zeir, but no kinyan is done. So now we're comparing Hilchas Gittin to Hilchas Dini Mamanis. Am Rabbi Zera Dara Rabbi Avino Lasilse Va'azal Agabe Deravuna Rabbe. Rabbi Avino should go take some food on his back, go travel to Rav Huna, because he goes to Rav Huna, he's going to get this wine. Rav Huna, as we know, is going to be, Rav Huna, his Rebbe, is going to be makel to allow him to have the wine. Why? Because Rav Huna compares Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Dini Mamanis. Diyama Rav Huna, Gito Kamatanaso, because Rav Huna compares the halachas of Get to the halachas of Matana. Ma Matanaso im Amar Choser, just like Matana, if somebody is towards the end and then they get better, so then they could be Choser Bo, because it was only given Al Tanai, they really thought that they weren't going to make it out alive. Avgitu im Amar Choser, so to get is not going to be a get if he can, if he gets better. Ma Uma Gito. But also this way, Avag Abdullah Parish, even though he didn't explicate everything, Kiva Damar Kisvu, Avag Abdullah Amar Tnu, as our Mishnah says, as long as you just say Kisvu, even without Tnu, Af Matanaso, Kiva Damar Tnu, Avag Abdullah Kanu Mine, right, even also by Matana. You don't need a specific Tzivi Habal here, but it has to be clear. So once he says Tnu, even though there was no Kinyan done, that would work. So he said, Reb Zera says, go to Rav Huna, because he's going to allow you to take your wine. Maskavla Rabbi Abba. One second. If you're telling me that you compare Matana and Get, so why don't you go one more step? Which, as we'll see, is obviously a wrong step to go, but once you're comparing, why don't we say Maskal Rabbi Abba? Ima Matana Yeshna Lacharmisa. If you're telling me you compare, so why don't you say also if Matana could be Lacharmisa? If Reuven says, give to Shimon something after I die, and then he dies, then you give it after he dies. You can give him Matana Lacharmisa. Af get Yeshna Lacharmisa. So to get, and we know that doesn't work. Ain get lachamisa, there's only get mechayim, so it must be that the comparison is not total. And if the comparison is not total and complete, so maybe it shouldn't be complete even regarding our halacha of not explicating the words or fulfilling the kinyan. So Gemara says, wait a minute, hachi ashta. Wait, no, you can't, that fact that it's not comparable in that area does not undermine the general comparison. Bishlama matana isa lachamisa. Fine by Matana, that could exist lachamisa. Of a get lachamisa miika, but you don't have a get lachamisa. What was the answer? What was the question? We knew that. That was the question. That was the answer. So explains the Marshal in the Shakla Vitaria that the bottom of the Marshal, the Marshal of Shlomo Luria, he's more famous for his Yamsha Shlomo, but in the back, under the Marshal, he comments on Tosfos and once in a while comments even on the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. So he asks the Chachma Shlomo on the bottom. Right? This is not like the Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, that's where Shlomo Kluger. The Chachma Shlomo here on the bottom of the Marshal is the Maharshal. So he asks, Yesh Makshim, Maheshav Atartson, Yosef Yimasha Kasha Makshon. Right, what changed? We knew in the Havamina, you see this comparison doesn't work. And he says, yeah, the comparison doesn't work. So he explains that in the Havamina we think that this difference reflects the undermining of the comparison totally. He said, The Havamina is the fact that you can't compare it la'achar misa breaks the comparison. And therefore, even Rav Huna's comparison should be broken. Umishani, and the Chachma Shlomo says no, explaining the Gemara, hachiyashta. Bishlama matana afilu im mitzave lehedya sheyitnu la'achar misa nosnin by matana, even if forget any type of implicit. What if you say it explicitly? Matana, give it after he dies. You give it. V'gabe get, hecha she'omer she'yinu lachar misa, pshita she'ein kosev enosnen. V'zeo min asvara, she'akol yodim. U'mishamachi leka l'dmuya get matana, b'kiya gavna, v'dok. Over here, even if you have an explicit instructions about it, it's not going to work. Which shows that that's a specific issue within get la'achar misa, but not something to undermine the whole comparison between Gittin and Dini Mamanis. So therefore, even though the Gemara seems to be saying the same thing in one line after another, the first, the Havamina is that should undermine the comparison. And the answer is no. The comparison can still stand. There's just a technical problem with that application of the comparison. But the comparison still stands. So the Gemara says, okay, let me explain to you the problem I had. It wasn't what I just said, but the following. Ela Rabbi Abba Hachi Kakashale. This is the problem that we had with this comparison. of why we don't want to say that automatically in the Gneva case it's going to work. Gneva didn't give away everything here. He gave away some wine. He gave away 400 zuz of wine. So that's not a matnas shchivmira, is it? As we learned earlier, matnas shchivmira b'miksasu. This is only a shchivmira that's giving away some of his possessions. Umatnas shchivmira b'miksas by a kinyan. And if it's a matnas shchivmira b'miksas, it doesn't have the flexibility of not requiring the kinyan. Because if somebody gives away all their money, they really think they're going to die. So that's what we say, okay, let it work. Matnas shchivmira, they're tarud. But if he only gives away some of his possessions, so why is he doing that? It must be that he's not so sure that he's going to die. And therefore, it shouldn't have the flexibility of the Shchiv Meira Halachas. So, and that's what the Gneva was. Kasha li manu Shchiv Meira b'miksasi, manu Shchiv Meira b'miksas b'ya kinyin. So that was the problem that Rabbi Abba had with this story of, what do you mean go to Rav Huna, he's going to be Mekel? How can he be Mekel in this case of Shchiv Meira b'miksas? Says the Gemara, Michlad Rav Huna Savar, lo b'ya kinyin. So you're telling me that Rav Huna would say, even in this case, of Matnas Shchimira, no kinyin would be required? But we hold that you do need a kinyin, that if it's only a Matnas Shchimira b'miksas, only he gives away part of his money. So Gemara says, Shaini hacha, d'mitzave machmas misahu. No, here is different, because he's not a Shchimira, but he knows he's going to die. He knows he's going to be let out to be killed. So there, even though he's not a Shchiv Meira, he's Mitzave Machmas Misa. And therefore, that would work even by Miksas. Says the Gemara, Michlal, Rabbi Abba, Savar, Mitzave Machmas Misa, by a Kinyan. But Rabbi Abba, who still had the problem with the story, so he holds, even in this case, you would need a Kinyan? Falkheim Lodelo, by a Kinyan. But we hold, by a Mitzave Machmas Misa case, even by Miksas, you still would not need a Kinyan. So, again, we're back to the question. What was Rabbi Abba's problem with the story? El Rabbi Abba Haki Kakashale. Okay, fine. This is the problem. So we thought we had two other possibilities, but finally we come to the third one, which is accepted. El Rabbi Abba Haki Kakashale. Chamra lo ka'amar. The problem was when Gineva said to give something to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avina, he didn't say a clear lashon. He didn't say give wine. He didn't say give money. He said a lashon that really has no meaning. Chamra lo ka'amar. He didn't say give wine. Demei chamra lo ka'amar. He didn't say give the value of wine. Mei chamra ka'amar. Give money from wine. So what does that mean? Money from wine. Didn't explicitly say to sell the wine to get money. So that was what Rabbi Abba was bothered by. The language, when he said, is a meaningless statement. Money out of wine. Ve'idach. And we'll get back to that lashon, but let's just finish. The other one, the opinion that says it's not a problem, right? Rav Zera, who said that he should just go to Rav Huna. The only reason he said mechamra, including the wine, not just the money, is in order to give strength to this matana. Why? Because let's say all the wine spoils. So then one might say, okay, the receiver of the gift loses because it all spoiled, became vinegar. So I see he mentions money in order to be miyapikov. No, he has to get money if it spoils. And what if he was getting money and the money is all the other shibudim and property of the giver is lost? So no, you give actual wine. So to cover all of the possibilities, that's why he mentioned both, in order to be miyapet, to strengthen the hold of the receiver. But that not to make it just an unusual lashon. And shalchum itam michamra kedeliapos es kocho. Same thing. That's why he used that lashon, but not to weaken the gift at all. Tosfos discusses in the top Tosfos v'im tomar. So he says demecham lokar. He didn't say the value of wine. V'im tomar ki amar nami demecham ravidaver shelo balaolam. The Gemara sounds like, oh, if he said wine, that would be okay. If he says the value of wine, that will be okay. What do you mean? The value of wine? He's being makne the value of wine? He only has wine. So isn't that a davar shelo la'olam? Therefore, why would it work anyway? It sounds like from the Gemara that it would work. So interestingly, Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos says, the yesh lomar, fourth line, dehasa mishum de'amar, likishe yavo'u. It's like he says, it's a case where he says, when you sell it. When you sell it. Aval amar demei sharzeh alai. Ola, if somebody says the value of this ox is upon me, mashmasam delo chashav zed davar shlo bala olam, eva havi kamo dekel leperosav. If somebody is allowed to give, be makne a tree legabe its fruit. Because that's something that naturally could come from this item. That's not called a davar shel olam. Davar shel olam is something that doesn't have any physical item here that it comes from. But if it comes from, whether naturally, like fruit growing from a tree, or money that comes from selling an object, so that's not a problem of davar shel bala olam. So, hachanami, kiyamar, demei chamar, boi lamemar, shi yayin kanui lo lidamav. Day number one of Tosfos. It's like decalope rosa. Then Tosfos goes day number two, inami, kan hoya demei yayin, shikvar nimkar, v'yayin shelo nimkar. Here there was money. There was wine there. There was money from wines already sold. So that's what the Gemara means. V'nechinami, there would be money already. What's the machlokas? What are the 2 days in Tosfos? Why does each day reject the other one? So maybe this is going to the root of the problem of davar shel bala olam, as we have discussed in the past. Why is it impossible to be makna davar shel bala olam? So two general approaches in the Mefarshim. Number one is smichas das, gemiras das. If the item is not here, I'm not so serious about being makna to you. Especially lidavar shel bala olam, which is even worse, as we saw earlier. But if the item doesn't exist yet, how can I be serious about giving it to you? That's one approach. The other approach is that, no, I'm very serious. But there's a formal technical problem of kinyan. A maisa kinyan requires something there. Right? You can't be maknes something that doesn't exist yet. And this is discussed. Where's the first time this sugi is discussed in history? About which story? Yaakov and Esav. Or the Achronim, really, more than the Rishonim, discuss this on Yaakov and Esav. How could Yaakov buy the Bechorah? Number one, it's not tangible. Number two, it doesn't exist yet. It's the rights to do the Avoda in the future. So davar shel bala olam. So the Rishonim, the Rivash, and the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Achronim. Rivash is a late Rishon, early Achron, really is a late Rishon. So in that case, that's where it's discussed. So maybe these 2 days are relating to that Hakira. The second day of Tosfos says, no, it's actually there. There is money from wine that's already been sold. They hold the second approach, that it's a Maisa Kinyan problem. You need something there. So here, you have something there. But maybe the first day holds of the other approach. That it's all about gemiras das, seriousness. So if I could already forecast out of this item that it could turn into something else, that's good enough. I'm serious. Deka leperosav, or money from the wine, or the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Ishus about getting married to an ubar, right? Once the woman is clearly pregnant. So there's gemiras das. So maybe that's the 2 days in Tosfos. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Mishaya mushlach labor. Somebody is in a pit. Somebody is way down in a pit. V'amar, and he screams out of the pit. Then he says, Kola shomea eskolo yichtov get leishto. Anybody who hears his voice, meaning my voice, he's talking to third person, should write a get to his wife. Okay, by the way, there are no other nafkaminas to that sugya, but we'll leave it for now. So if somebody says, whoever hears my voice, write a get for my wife. He does not say give, he just says write. Hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. It could be written and it could be given. Right? Another example of someone who has tiruf hadas, he really is not thinking properly, he doesn't even know if he's going to get out of this bor. Maybe there are nachashim v'akrabim there, so he doesn't know. So therefore we also allow this get to be written. There is, even before we get to the interesting Gemara, there is a question here. Is this called a shliach? We know generally when a husband appoints someone to appoint the sofer, so the sofer is really the shliach of the husband. It says v'kasav, really the husband has to write the get, but he can make a shliach in terms of writing it, in terms of giving it. So is this shlichus when somebody screams down and says, hey, anybody hear my voice? Please write a get for my wife. So is that a shliach? So pashas, you would read this mission and say, yeah. Because don't you need shlichus for Hilchus Gittin? And he said this, and he didn't designate any specific person, but mistame must be a shliach. What's the problem with that? A Gemara in Meseches Nedarim. Tosfos quotes in Divrei Maschil Ko. What happens if somebody is muder hana'a from their friend? I am not allowed to get benefit from you. Are you allowed? What if I say a lashon like, you know, if anybody takes off truma from my field, that would be awesome. I would be very happy with that. Which is a similar type of lashon as is used here. Whoever writes a get for my wife, somebody should write a get for my wife. A general lashon. And it says there, in certain cases in Nedarim, that would work. That would not be a violation of muder hana'a. because you didn't specific. If I say to someone, please write a get for my wife, or please do this for me, so that's a shliach, and that's a violation of mudr hana. But if somebody uses a more general lashon, then it would be okay. So that's the question of Tosfos and the other Rishonim. How do you put together Gemara's there in Nedarim, which sound like a more general lashon, would not be considered a shliach, and therefore would not be a violation of mudr hana, while here it's good enough for Hilchas Gittin. So there are generally two approaches that you could take to answer that. Either be mechalik within the details. No, there it's more general. And therefore, that's why it's not a shliach there, but it's a shliach here. Or you have to be mechalik fundamentally between the context of Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Nedarim. So let's see what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Af al pi damrinim perek emein amudar. Even though it says there in the Daf Lamed Vav in Nedarim. Gabi Mudar Hano Mechavero. Ditorim lo truma so ledaito. You can be Torim his truma based on, you can't be Torim a person's truma without his knowledge at all. So the Gemara's Maskana there is where the Baal says, but Omer, skip a couple of lines, Kolarota Litrom, Yavova Yitrom. Whoever wants to dig up truma, please dig up truma. And that's allowed. What do you mean that's allowed? Isn't that like the Lashon here? So isn't that a shliach? Says Tosfos, lav mishum dechiyamar hachi lav shlichusa avid. To be truma, be in shlichus. Truma needs shlichus. So why would that work and not be a violation of mudr hana? Ela le'inyin mudr hana dafka lochashiv shlichus sheyechashi bekakama hanalei. Tosfos comes up with a chiddush. Tosfos says that it's good enough of a shliach to take off truma, but it's not strong enough of a shliach to really be a stand-in for him to be a violation of mudr hana. Kivan shalot tziva lo la'atzmo, says Tosfos. So again, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. It's good enough of a shliach, meaning truma, pashas, then needs a low-level shliach, hafrashas truma, but it's good enough to be able to take off the truma, but it's not strong enough for mudr hana. Number one. Oh, then Tosfos says, Oshem Yish Lechalik. Then Tosfos says, maybe he can be Mechalik within the details of the language. This Lashon here is more fill in the blank, and right when you do it, you are more the direct Shliach. Okay, but Tosfos, interestingly, number one, is Mechalik between fundamentally, between Hilchus Shlichus for Nedarim and Hilchus Shlichus for Truma and Hilchus Shlichus for Get, and Mudar. And Mudr Hana. The Tosfos discusses that. Other Rishonim have a different chiddush. They say maybe for Truma you don't really need Shlichus. For Shliach, for get you need Shlichus. And therefore, this would be good enough over there. But by Truma, maybe that Lashon is just a Gili Milsa. Right, the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Trumos, in Perek Dalet, the Rambam says, what if somebody's Torim Shalom Bershus? Torim Shalom Bershus. Oshi Yorla Tov Sadech Haver Velikid Per Shalom Bershus. I take off Truma without permission. The Balabayas comes home and makes a comment. This is an Elu Metzia Sugya. Imba Balabayas V'yomar Lo Klach Etzel HaYafos. Right, you should have taken better ones. Im HaYu Shama Yafos Mimasha Tarim Shumaso Truma. Shaharei Eino Makpid. The Rambam's Lashon is, he's not Makpid, so it works. What do you mean he's not Makpid? Why doesn't he say, because he's a Shliach, must be, the Rambam, and the Ramban here also says that you don't actually need Shlichus in this regard. If you look at the Ramban here has an important Lashon. The Ramban here quotes this question from Nedarim, and it's Ve'eno Kushya, Dahasam kol harotza litrom ka'amar midaito, Ve'eno ela kinosein rishus, lav shlichusahu. Ramban says, Beferish. There, it's not a shliach, because truma does not need a shliach. And that's why it's not a violation of mudr hana. V'gabi truma afilu gilui daita nami mahana. Kidamrina beperkele metzias, as he quotes that lashon. And if you look in the footnote here in the Rabban, he quotes other Rishonim that say that maybe you would need shlichus for truma, and then you have to come up with a different answer to our question. But that's an important discussion regarding the issue of whether this is really a shliach or not. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah says somebody's in the bar and he screams out of the bar, if anybody hears this, write a gift for my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Get your day a kufayin test. Balechu shema sheidhu. But says the Gemara, wait a minute. Why aren't we choshesh? That maybe there's a demon down there that's sounding like the husband that makes making up this whole story. Maybe it's just a shade. Rabbi Yehuda, kishero lo demus adam. Now you saw the form of a person, and therefore that is good enough. Says the Gemara, inunami idmu ye idmu. What do you mean? Shadim can take the form of people. Shaydik beg the former people, says the Gemara. The Chazli Babua. No, you saw a shadow. You saw a shadow of a person. Inunami Yisle Babua. No, you saw the Shaydim also can take the form of people and with shadows. The Chazule Babua de Babua. You saw like the shadow of a shadow. And Shaydim can't do that. They can only make form and shadow, but not a double shadow. Not Babua de Babua. Says the Gemara Dilma Inu Nami Yislehu. Really? Maybe they can. Amr Bichanina, no. Limdani Yonasan Bini. Our gear says Yonasan, my son. If you look on the side, Yonasan Shita. Yonasan the shade taught me. Bibua Islehu, Babua de Babua Leslehu. No. They can't have shadows of shadows. They can only have a shadow. They can only have a certain form, and therefore, no worry. And that's the case here. You're right. You would only write the get if you saw the form with a Babua de Babua. Says the Gemara Vidomat Sarahi. Maybe it's a co-wife that's just getting her in trouble. As we saw earlier, right, a co-wife is believed to bring the gap and not believed to say Meis Baila, but it's only believed to bring the gap because, right, the Mishnah said Ksav Mochiach. Here there is no Ksav. So maybe it's just the co-wife that's trying to trip her up. Says the Gemara, Tanit Verbi Shmuel, Bishas HaSakana, Kosu Menosan Avabishen Makirin. Bishas HaSakana, you have flexibility. Right, even though you're not sure, but if he's in the pit and you don't know what's going to be with him, then you're allowed to write it and give it, even though you don't have 100% evidence. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether once the Gemara has this maskana, do we even say that we're not choshish for a shade without the babua? Once you say this last line, or we say no, the shade, you still need that. But this is a case where you're choshish about the tzara. That's a machlokas, the Rani here quotes 2 days, about that. Once we're talking about shadim, it's been a while, so let's just remember the Vilna Gaon's comment in Kufay and Tess in Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim based on that. In the Siman in Kufay and Tess, the Siman is about Ma'onein u'machashef and magic. The Gra here, again a much quoted Gra, the Gra quotes that when the Shulchan Aruch quotes, are you allowed to do certain things, certain halachos on Shabbos, certain types of nichush on Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mishenashcho akrav, mutter lulchosh alav afilu b'Shabbos. If somebody was bitten by a scorpion, they could do nichush, they could say these incantations even on Shabbos. The afalpi, and this is the language of the Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the afalpi sheina davar mo'oklum, even though it's meaningless and it doesn't help any of his incantations. Hoelu misukanu, hitiru kadesh lo tizarev daitola. But the person thinks it might help. So do it so he doesn't have tirev fadas. You're not violating any malacha. So you could do it. That's the lashon of afalpi she'en hadavar mo'el klum. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rambam. Says the Gra, kakas of Rambam, the kakar perish mishnayis and avodah zarah, avokal habar macharav chalku alav. But everybody else argues on the Rambam. The Rambam that says, it's meaningless, it has no power, this nichush. No! Shahari harbi l'chashim amru. This is a very unusual bir hagra also. We mentioned that the gra really holds of the gemara that we had before on Daf Samach. Right? The gra holds varim shebal peh, efshar, you're not supposed to write them, var shebal sa'ud, that's supposed to be bal peh. So he really holds of that, that's why he's always very short and concise. Because he holds that you have to write down as minimal as you can in order to get the point across. But this gra is very verbose, wants to make sure that we know exactly what he's saying. Aval harbe kolba machrav chalku alav. Shari harbe lachashim nemru begemara. Vehu nimshach achar hafilosofia. He is nimshach after his philosophical bent that there's no such thing about the dark side and the forces and the demons and all of this. Velachein kasav shekshafim v'shemos lachashim v'shedim v'kimios hakol hu sheker. Aval says the grok kvar hiku oso akad kado. He's already been banged on his head. Shrei matzinu harbe maasiyos b'gemara al pi shemos ukshafim. Look at Gittin. Look at our Gemara. How do you explain that Gemara, Rambam? Amra e milsa vasarta la arva. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos? You know, there was a certain woman that stopped the boat, and then the rabbi said back, and he got the boat going, and back and forth, and he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, and so Perek Dalet Misos, and he quotes, Ivru, right, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they created using Sefer Yetzirah, they created Nigla Tilta every Erev Shabbos. The Chulu, he quotes all of these Gemaras. Avishai ben Tsruya, remember that Gemara with David HaMelech was caught by the brother of Golias, by Yishvi Benov, he throws him in the air and he has a sword under him, and then Avishai comes, says, Yem Hashem, he brings him down. What, all of those great Gemaras didn't happen, Rambam? V'har b'chayotze bazeh. He says, V'har philosophy hitaso meirov likha. His philosophical bent made him make a mistake. L'farish ha-gemara ha-kol b'derech ha-leitzi. To explain all of these Gemaras as metaphorical, not literal. V'la koros amipshatam. Chas v'shalom, says the Gra. Eini mamin bohem v'lo mehem u'mehamonam. Ela kol advarim heim kepashtan. Take a lot of these Gemaras literally. Ela sheish bohem pnimius. Lo pnimius shabali philosophia. Shem chitzonius. Ela shabali ha'emes. Famous words of the Gra, where he takes the Rambam to task, you know, chas v'shalom, that you should take all of these Gemaras, not literally. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky helps a little bit. Rav Yaakov, in his commentary to Parshas Va'era, he says, well, maybe the Rambam would agree to all those Gemaras. It doesn't sound this way in the Rambam, but Rav Yaakov says that maybe the Rambam would agree that earlier, in earlier generations, there were Shadim, and there were all of this. It's just that, as Rav Yaakov says, the playing field is always leveled. When there's tremendous kochos hakadusha in the world, then there's kochos atuma in the world. The Amoraim could do tchias hamesim. They were unbelievable, right? Come Rabbi Shakti, the Rabbi Zera, and then on Purim, if the Purim suit, the tchias hamesim, or they could create people from Sefer Hayitzira, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There are unbelievable stories of the Amoraim. So at that time, and there's baskols going out to help out Rabbi Lazar, right? So if there's tremendous kochos hakedusha, so Hashem makes the playing field even, and there are kochos atumah, and there are shadim, and there's dark side, etc. But maybe, says Rabbi Yaakov, the Rambam is talking about after that, in the days of the Rishonim, when there are no more baskols, and there's no more kochos hakedusha, that has gone down, so that's where the kochos atumah has also gone down, and there are no shadim. After the Sofer HaRabbah, the Bizman HaGemara, Shoyo Amoraim, Sheba Kocham HaYalachios, Mesim, Ulechol and Niflos, Behech Rechuchruchu Gam Lekocho Shol Shedim, Vechadome, Ki Zeh Lu'uma Zeh Asa Elokim, Vim Koach HaKadusha B'Tokvo, Kamochen Koach HaToma B'Tokvo, Rak B'Yameinu, they have gone down. Doesn't sound that way if you read the Rambam in all the different places. It sounds like the Rambam is explaining the Gemaras. Right, the Rambam even says it on the stories of the Torah, as we know, using his rational bent. Right, the whole snake and Adam and Chava, that was all in their mind, and Avraham never spoke to Malachim, and Bilam never spoke to a donkey. I mean, so many stories, the Rambam says, really never happened, or happened in a more symbolic way. So, but that's the Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion, and the Rambam has to give pshatim of what all of these stories mean. So here, by a shade. Got to figure out what does the Rambam hold. How to understand this Gemara? But maybe it's a shade. Maybe it's a sound that you heard, but it wasn't really the husband talking. But it's described here, physical features. So again, you got to work it out. Okay, there is just one other Arachayim Hakadosh on Brachos. The Shlomo Tzion Balacha here quotes this Arachayim Hakadosh. It's a long Arachayim on Perek Beis and Brachos, but the Arachayim Hakadosh there quotes that. The following, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazikim, the shadim were created on Erev Shabbos im chashecha, shalo hispik legomram im brias gufam ad shekidesh hayom. Vehech yutzdak al borei olam, shalo hispik ligmar. Ask the Arachayim HaKadosh, these midrashim that talk about the shadim were unfinished products before then, the mice of Rashis, how can you say that? What, Hashem mistimed it? Oh, ran out of time. How can you say that? No. The message is, Achein Ratzah Hashem Lahudia Bazeh Ma'alas Yom HaShabbos. Di Afilu Milacha Shehizchil Ba V'Tapsidim Lo Yigmarosa Afal Pikin Lo Ratzah Lasosa. Hashem is teaching us, you're in the middle of something, tough, you gotta stop. It's Shabbos. You might lose the deal. You might lose the deal. You know what? Hashem Kaviyacho, whatever that means, stopped, and that's why the Shadim weren't finished being created. Fascinating ha'ara of the Arachayim. Meaning, it's Chas v'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this in order to teach us. He did this to teach us. Okay, weiter. Mishnah. Habari sha'amar kisvu gela ishti ratzal l'sachik bo. If a healthy person says, write a gift for my wife, so you say you can assume that's a joke, because he should have said kisvu v'tenu. If he does says kisvu, and he should have said tenu, so then that is no good. But there was a story about a healthy person, not sick. He went up to, he said, write again for my wife. He went up to the rooftop, and he fell off the roof. And he died. If he fell off by himself, there was no wind, you saw he actually jumped. That's a get, because obviously he had this in mind when he gave the command. But if he could have fallen, if it could have been the wind, ain't no get that it's not a good get. It might have just happened now. There's a question in the Mefarshim, is there a time limit? Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Miyad. Has to be miyad, right? What if he's up on the roof for a couple of minutes? So that is that already a raya that he didn't mean it? Or could you say that it's a couple of minutes, but still meucha? The Beis Shmuel there on Shulchan Aruch Chof Mem Aleph says maybe if it's a little later. Okay, says the Gemara, Maisa Lister. The first line of the Mishnah says a bari who says that it's no good, and then there's a story that says it could be good. Chisurei mechzer avachik tani. We're missing some words. It doesn't work, but if the later action reflects on the earlier, then harei zeh get, that would be a good get. Umay sanami, and then the story is quoted. He gave the tzivui, then he went up. So it depends on the case. Period. Hahu gaver to all be kenishta. Somebody goes into shul. Ashkech mikri yenuka ubrei de yasvi v'yasev in shachrina kabayu. There were three people in shul. There was a teacher. There was the teacher's son, and there was a third guy. And amar lahu betrei minaychu nichtavu gita ledebisu. And he says to two of them, please. He says, two of you, please write to get to my wife. And then Rashi says he's yosei laderech. He leaves. Right, I get to my wife, and then he leaves. Lesov shachiv mikri yenuka. The father, who was the teacher, then died. So who's left? The son and the third guy. So the question is, mimashvi inchi brush licha b'makam abba olo. Can we say that the Baal had the son in mind also as a potential shliach? Because maybe, says the Gemara, maybe if the father is sitting there, he only had the father in mind. That's the more chashuv one, that's the older one. So maybe he didn't have the son in mind, and now the father died. So machlokas, Rav Nachman Amar, lo mashvu, inshi, bra, shlicha, b'makam abba. The first opinion says, no, Rav Papi Amar, mashvu, inshi, bra, shlicha, b'makam abba. He would, Amar Rava, hilchaza, mashvu, inshi, bra, shlicha, b'makam abba. He would do it, and therefore, in this case, they would be able to write the get. Good, we're talking a lot about tzivui habau, and what is it, it's a case of sakana, the husband can't do this himself. The Chashuk Yechemet discusses, what about the following case? What happens if somebody says, Maisa, Shohaya b'chayal Yehudi, Sheshalchu asol melchama b'yom HaShabbos. There was a chayal that was going out on Shabbos earlier, because it's the time of the previous generation. He went out on Shabbos. And the Baal is mitzavet is so fair, as he's leaving, right to get to my wife. It's Shabbos. So, is that a good tzivui? Because usually you say, a shliach cannot do anything more that the mishaleach could do. If the mishaleach cannot do it, then the shliach can't do it. So here the mishaleach is allowed to write on Shabbos, but ain't brera, he's leaving now, he's going out to battle. So, is that good enough? Is that just a technical problem of not being able to write, or not? So he says, Rav Chaim Berlin writes in his writings, but his topic of going to Rav Chaim Berlin, imchal hashlichus, because in Nazir it says, kol midi di'i lo matzi avet hashta, lo yachol laso shliach, v'kiva de b'shabas asr lichtov, memele lo yachol limno shliach lichtov. So do you say that? So Pashtus, he quotes on Achronin that assume he can write again in this case, because the problem of Shabbos is a temporary external problem. It's not an inherent inability. It's an external problem. Of course, the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim talks about someone, also fascinating cases. Someone who swears that he's never going to marry this woman. Can he have a shliach marry the woman for him? He can't marry the woman, but it doesn't mean marry the act of marriage. Because after all, the shliach can't do it. Or do you say, if the shliach violates the shvuah and does it, the marriage is going to be chal. He just did an avera. But the marriage is going to be chal. So here too, the marriage should be chal. So the Machane Ephraim assumes that it would be good. The shliach would be able to marry because the shliach's not doing an avera, and the person would be able to do it. So lechara, that would be the same issue here, that you would be able to write the get in this case. Okay. Amar, last nine. Amar l'shnayim. So the following sugya coming up, this is one of the two places this sugya is discussed here in Maseches Gittin. The first time we already had back on Daf Chavtes, and now we have the second time right here on Daf Samach Vav. The sugya of Shliach Oseh Shliach, and the sugya of Mili Lomimsri L'Shliach, right here. Amar L'Shnayim Tenugel L'Ishti, somebody says to two people, give a get. He doesn't even say right. Now he says the opposite. Give a get to my wife. He says to two people. O l'shlosha, kisvu get, v'tnu l'ishti. Or he says to three people, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yitu v'yitnu. In those cases, the people that heard it have to do it. Because if he says to two people, he obviously has those two people in mind. If he says to three people, he could have just told three people, give a get. and they would be considered a Beis Din, and then they could appoint someone else to write it and give it. The fact that he told the three people, write it and give it, means he's being specific, and he wants these people to take care of it. But if he says, Amar l'shlosha tnu get l'ishti, if he says to three people who constitute a Beis Din, give a get, hare elu yomru l'achayrim v'yichtavu, so in that case, they could appoint others to write the get, mipnei sha'asan Beis Din, divrei Rabbi Meir, because that's a case where he didn't say all the commands, because he knows that these three people are going to take care of it. V'zu halacha helu Rabbi Chanina ish ono mebeso asurim, and this is one of the halachas Rabbi Chanina brought up from the jail, Rashi says, from Rabbi Akiva, who was sitting in jail, mekubalani, ba'omer l'shlosha, tenu gel ishti, sheyomer l'achayrim v'yichtavu b'vedei sha'asan Beis Din. So Rabbi Akiva in jail said the same thing like Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no meinu lishliach. No, we say to the shliach that came and brought this misora, af anu mukubalin, shafilu amar l'bezan ha'godo shebi yushalayim tenu gel ishti, sheyomadu v'yichtavu v'yinu. No. We argue, even if you say to the greatest rabbis of the time, they have to learn, if they don't know how to write a get, they have to learn to write the get and give the get. Meaning, you have to see what the, we'll have to see what the machlokas is. But, this is the machlokas. If you say to three people or more, tnu, does Beis Din have the power to allow other people to write the get, or do they have to write it themselves? Machlokas. Amr las, that's first part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah, which also we had earlier. Amr las, sara kisvu v'tnu get l'ishti. A man says to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife. So what does that mean? 10 people can't write. Echad kosev v'shnayim chosmin. It means, like, take care of it, all of you guys. So one of you, one of them could write it, and two people could sign it. Kolchem ksuvu, all of you should write it. He said the word kolchem, so they all can't write it. So that must mean, echad kosev, v'kulam chosmin. It must be they all should sign it. Lefichach, emes echad mehen arezeh get batel. And if one of them dies, the whole get would be batel. Period. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, sholchu leimi bei Rav l'Shmuel. Rav Yeshiva of Rav sent to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Maybe it's after Rav died, so they're sending to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Amar l'shnayim kisvu v'tnu gel l'ishti. If a person says to two people, like our Mishnah said, write and give a get to my wife. The Amru, well, our Mishnah just said tnu. This is kisvu v'tnu. The Amru l'sofer, the kasav achasmu hein mahu. But those two people didn't do it themselves. They told the sofer to do it. Does that work? The man says to two people, you write and give it, and then they went and got somebody else to write it. Shalach lehu teitze. Shmuel says back to them, teitze, I think it's not a good get, so if she got remarried, she has to get divorced. Vatavet tzorach talmud. But it's tzorachin, I'm not sure. My hadavet tzorach talmud. What does that mean? Does he say, get divorced for sure, or I'm not sure? Ilema, what's his suffix? What's he not sure about? Ilema mishum dahavi lehu mili. Is it because it's an issue of mili, meaning, we'll talk about that again in a minute, it's an issue of, it's there's nothing there, tangible. Umisafkale mili mimsron l'shliach, alo mimsron l'shliach, and he's not sure whether one shliach can make another shliach without transferring anything. Right, so is that his suffix? Whether you hold to that principle? V'amar Shmuel, amar Rebbe, alachach Rebbe Yossi, da'amar mili lo mimsron l'shliach. We know you do hold to that principle. For sure then, it should be no good. So it shouldn't be davar tzorach talmud, it should be for sure teitzei. So what's the suffix of Shmuel that he says, I'm not sure? Mili? He for sure holds up the problem of Mili. Ela l'shmuel hakami boile. No, this is the problem of Shmuel. He doesn't know what the Baal had in mind. Haik suvu, when the original Baal said, right, iksav yadan, iksav aget, did he mean he wants them to, iksav yadan, to sign it, but they could get someone else to write it, or iksav aget, he doesn't know what this sivui meant. If the tzivui for sure meant the first Edom, then they cannot appoint the second shlichim. But if he's not sure what he meant, that's his suffix. V'tiv sholei, let's just finish, and then Beshem will talk about Mili. V'tiv sholei mimastisan, why don't you look from our Mishnah? Amar l'shnayim, tnu get l'ishti. O l'shlosha, kisu v'tnu get l'ishti, hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. So it's mashma that ksiva includes also the chasima. So where I said, no, even in the Mishnah I'm not sure. He gufa kami boile. Ksuvu ksav yadanu o ksav agedu. He's still not sure even from the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Pshita, Tiksav Agedu. No. Says the Mishnah, I think it's obvious from later in the Mishnah, that Kasav means the actual get, not just signing. Tiktani Seifa, because look at the end of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, no meinu l'shliach, af anu mukubalim, our Misara is, Shafilu Amar, lebezan ha'gol l'shev Yerushalayim, tnu gel l'ishti, sheyil madu, v'yichtu v'yidnula, that Beis Din has to do all the process. Iyamid Bishlamah Ksav HaGethu Shapir. If you say that Ksuvu includes writing the get, then you understand how a Bezdin might not know how to write a get, and therefore they're going to have to go learn how to write a get. But if you say ksav means signing, what does the Mishnah mean? They're going to have to go learn? Is there a bezin that they don't know how to sign their names? That can't be. Somewhere says, yes, in ika beidina chadata. Maybe there could be a new bezin that they don't know how to officially sign, and therefore, right, Rashi, shalolam du lachtom adayin. Right, signing it doesn't just mean their names, it means an official signature, so maybe there, you wouldn't say that, so therefore, we still don't have a raya from the Mishnah. We'll stop there by V'i. Right, the sugya of Mili, we discussed, as I said, back on Daf Chavtes, we discussed the various approaches of the Rishonim. What is the problem of Mili? Mili means, Pashtus, that Shliach A cannot make Shliach B without explicit instructions from the Mishaleach that they can. We'll get to that at the beginning of tomorrow, right? Whether if the Mishaleach says you can do whatever you want, then fine. But without that express written permission, Shliach A has to do what he was appointed to do and not appoint Shliach B. So the question is, why not? What's the problem of Mili lo mimserin l'shliach? What does that mean? So, you might say, Pashas Rashi says before, on Daf Chavtes, Rashi said, there's no item. It's not tangible. It's not tangible. You have to have something. The shlichus has to be concretized in some type of chefsa, and if you don't have a chefsa to transfer, so then you cannot transfer it. Okay, that's what the words mean. Mili lo mimserin l'shliach. That chefetz is about Mili. But there are other approaches as well. If you look in the Tosfos Rid, this big sugi is also in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. The Tosfos Rid says it's not just the physical item. The Tosfos Rid says, V'yafilu imasalo shum chefetz, lo dummy leget. What happens if a man gives a ring to a shliach and says to the shliach, you know, go marry a woman for me. Can that shliach give it to another shliach? And then that second shliach will do it. So according to Rashi, yes. Because that's a chefsa. That's an item. Says the Tosfos Rid, no. It's not just about an item. Says the Tosfos Rid, a get. That's not Mili. A get. Why? Says the Tosfos Rid, lo dami la get. Shahaget hu hadavar hamegarish. Shem nevar a get, ain koach lushliach lagarsha. Avo chefetz hakidushin. Shemasalo nevar, yachol akachalo mishalo. Nimsa sheikar ashlichus Mili have hilkach lo mimsron lushliach. What is the Tosfos Rid saying? It's about a unique type of chepsa. If a man gives a shliach a get, that get has all the power in the world. Because if that get is lost, then the shlichus is batel. If I give a ring to a shliach to go marry a woman, then if that ring is lost, he can resupply a different ring. Right? And he can be mezakeh it for me. So you see, it's not all about the ring, it's about the get, in that case. So that's why a ring would be Mili, because he hasn't given over all the power in that item. If you look in the Kadosh, what's the Kadosh? The most famous Kadosh Bidruz, maybe one of the only ones. The Mordechai there in Kiddushin quotes, there's different Girsos. Whether it's the Kadosh Midruz, Dalet Resh Vav Shin, or Miradush. You switch around the letters a little bit. Either way, there's a day in the Mordechai there in Kiddushin in Simin Tavkuf Hei, who also has a beautiful Lashon. He says, why is get different? But it's totally different. Why is get not Mili? Because get is Balkarcha. What does that mean? What does that mean? So what he's saying, that Mili is a problem if there could be prevention of this shlichus. If the person has a say in accepting, Mili is gotten rid of. The problem he's gotten rid of only if it's inevitable. If there's no stopping the shliach. So that's what he means by a get. A get is a davar hamagarish balkarcha, and that's why there would be no problem of Mili. The gabe get, isha mitzgeresh is balkarcha. Umiyak shiagia get liat shliach, harihi ki'ilu migureshes. Even though it's a shliach lahalacha. But he uses that lashon. Hilkach lo avi mili shari shliach yochel agarsha bar karcha. Tiyara shliach yara bal. Avo shliach shal kidushin. Im lo tove ha isha eina miskadesha. Hilkach avi le mili. Again, these are a couple of the approaches, but an afkamina could be. Is it get versus other items? Get versus shtar kidushin? Get versus money of kidushin? What about a shtar matana? Right, we had that earlier. That could be an afkamina. This is a great sugya of Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. What exactly is the case on Mili? Keep in mind also the Maharit. All the Achronim discuss the Maharit, which is a difficult shita. The Maharit says Mili lo mimsri l'shliach, and therefore, if you're ever makdish something, you have to do it yourself. You can't appoint a shliach to be makdish. which is seems strange, because all the sugya of Mili is about Shliach A not making Shliach B. The Maharit seems to say you can't even make a Shliach A if you're not giving the Shliach anything, which is against everything. What do you mean? A man tells a sofer to write the get without giving him anything. So it's difficult to that Maharit and Aleph Kuf Chav Zayin, but all the Achronim discuss how that Maharit works out to fit into all the Gemaras. Okay, well, I'll stop here. We'll start with V'i, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. Keep in mind, a couple more days till we start, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Misha Achzu. Parag Misha Achzu, we get to Shedim, we get to medicine, a lot going on in the beginning of Misha Achzu. Okay, we'll stop here.